You know how they say politics makes strange bedfellows? Well, sometimes the environment does too. Leaders from the United Steelworkers, the Sierra Club, the Utility Workers Union, and the National Wildlife Federation, among others, were recently in Cleveland for a meeting of the Blue-Green Alliance. Blue for labor, green for the environment. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant was there and reports that labor and environmentalists are more friends than enemies.
When you think of an environmental hero, a plumber might not be the first person who comes to mind, but the Blue-Green Alliance gave its champion award this year to the union representing plumbers and pipe fitters. Here's them getting the award. The big reason? People like Harold Harrington of the United Association Local 370 in Flint, Michigan. He says during the lead water crisis there, his members volunteered to go door to door and replace faucets and water filters in people's homes.
We've replaced over 650 faucets so far just because the filters wouldn't fit the old faucet. They're carbon filters, so they do remove lead.
Leaders in both the environmental and labor movement say the country could prevent more public health disasters like Flint if old infrastructure is fixed or replaced, like leaky drinking water pipes and natural gas pipelines. And at the same time, the repairs would create jobs. Michael Bruhn is executive director of the Sierra Club. He gives the example of new regulations in California. They were passed in response to a four-month leak of methane, a potent greenhouse gas in Aliso Canyon in Southern California.
There will be a survey of the state's natural gas infrastructure. Some of the areas that are most vulnerable to leaks will be detected. Those pipes will be repaired and replaced. And there will be lots of jobs that are created, and there will be a cut in the pollution that's emitted from these pipelines.
This is where environmentalists and labor unions agree. Fixing the pipelines and infrastructure helps both their causes.
At the same time, we can't rely on fossil fuels, and so we have to begin to get off of natural gas and all fossil fuels.
This is where environmentalists and unions often disagree. Some unions, especially representing construction workers, oppose a partnership with environmentalists. They want the jobs from the extraction and transport of fossil fuels. Remember the hotly contested Keystone XL pipeline proposed from Canada through the western U.S.? Environmentalists fought against it, but labor and construction unions wanted the pipeline for the jobs. The Sierra Club's Michael Bruhn isn't worried.
Disagreements abound in life. What we found through the Blue-Green Alliance is that on most of the issues, we have a strong agreement and a strong affinity and an ability to work through our disagreements.
One area where they don't have a problem, growth in the green energy sector. Just days before this Blue-Green Alliance conference started in Cleveland, the U.S. Department of Energy announced it would give a local nonprofit $40 million to build the country's first offshore freshwater wind project in Lake Erie.
So that's going to allow that project to go forward with a bang, and that's a big, big deal.
Harriet Applegate is a leader with the AFL-CIO in Cleveland.
You know, it's going to be new. Freshwater wind is a new thing, so I'm confident that there'll be lots of jobs.
Applegate says projects like this help change labor's attitudes toward environmental groups. She says even coal workers are coming around.
Well, I know the utility workers, officially and unofficially, do not blame the environmental movement for the closure of the coal plants. That is definitely different from the old days. It used to be that it was those nasty environmentalists, and that's a sea change.
Another sea change? Global warming is now a big issue for some labor unions. United Steelworkers International President Leo Girard says they've seen the importance of climate policy for decades to help the environment and manufacturing.
We need to make wind turbines at home. We need solar panels at home. We need to do geothermal at home. We need to retrofit our buildings. So there's millions of jobs to be created. And infrastructure, we just need to elect the right people.
And for Girard's union, the right people are Democrats. The United Steelworkers just announced their endorsement of Hillary Clinton for president. But according to some analysts, Donald Trump's populist campaign could have the edge among rank-and-file blue-collar workers. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
And since we produced that story, the AFL-CIO, the country's largest labor federation, has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.